Good riddance-Trump derides Scotland's departing left separatist leader as failed woke extremist. By Jack Montgomery on February 16, 2023. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has hailed the resignation of Nicola Sturgeon, the left separatist leader of his mother's native Scotland, as the welcome departure of a failed woke extremist. In a statement provided to Brexit leader Nigel Farage for GB News, the former president did not mince words, beginning, "Good riddance to failed woke extremist Nicola Sturgeon of Scotland. This crazed leftist symbolizes everything wrong with identity politics." Trump added, likely in reference to the scandal surrounding her attempt to pass radical gender self-identification laws and the controversial transfer of a convicted double rapist to a women's prison after he began identifying as female following his arrest. The Scottish government once courted Trump for his strong Scottish roots and potential as an investor, particularly with the Trump Turnberry Golf Course, hotel, and spa on the Ayrshire coast, but relations began to sour under Sturgeon's Scottish National Party, SNP, when he objected to its obsession with ugly wind farms, and broke down altogether when he ran for the U.S. presidency as an anti-mass migration populist, with Sturgeon stripping him of his status as a global Scot. Sturgeon made an arguably even more formidable foe in recent years in the form of Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling, who has lived in the Scottish capital of Edinburgh for much of her adult life, after she emerged as a strong critic of radical transgender ideology and, in particular, moves to make it easier for biological males to access hitherto women-only spaces. Controversy over Sturgeon making the promotion of so-called self-ID laws simplifying the process by which males are legally recognized as women her driving political purpose, alongside separating Scotland from the rest of the United Kingdom, boiled over when the British government made a rare use of its reserve powers to block Scottish self-ID legislation, an incident which was closely followed by double rapist Isla Bryson, Adam Graham, being transferred to a Scottish women's prison, causing widespread uproar. Indeed, Nigel Farage has himself said that the lesson from Sturgeon's fall is the pendulum can swing back. We can get victories for common sense, adding, "We can beat the radical left, we can beat the woke loonies." Farage also had harsh words for the First Minister, who he has met a number of times to debate issues such as Brexit. "She notionally supports Scottish independence but actually favors subjecting her country to EU rule. On a personal level, saying he found her very nasty. Having met her on several occasions, debated against her, I've got to tell you, I think she's just about the most unpleasant person I've ever met in politics anywhere in the world," he revealed. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.